This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Over the holiday weekend, Pro Football Hall of Fame sports writer and broadcaster Ray Didinger read two words on live radio that he'd never written or read aloud in his 53-year career. He said goodbye on Philadelphia sports station WIP.
For 53 years, you helped me live my dream. Your passion as the best sports city in America lifted my words and gave them resonance. It has been a joy and a privilege. Your expressions of gratitude and support have meant so much, and I thank you with all of my heart. I wish you and your families health, happiness, and more Super Bowl parades. And trust me, I will see you there.
And just like that, one of the greatest sports scribes Philadelphia has ever known, one of the few to cover the Flyers, the Phillies, and the Eagles' national championships, moved on to retirement to become a spectator, just like the rest of us. I caught up with Ray Didinger just before his tearful farewell. He brought me some articles he thought I might want to look at to prep for our conversation. I found that very endearing. I asked him to warm up his voice by reading a few lines from the Bucks County Herald from April of 2022.
If you're a true blue Philadelphia sports fan, then you're likely to know the name Ray Didinger almost as well as your own, and have undoubtedly come to value his insights and opinions about the Philadelphia sports scene.
Do you value your insights and opinions about the Philadelphia sports scene?
Some days more than others.
I mean, you put a lot out there. Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, in the course of 53 years, I guess you would. Across multiple platforms, newspapers, books, radio, television. I've done a lot of different things in 50 years.
Yeah, and wrote a play, Tommy and Me.
Tommy and Me, the story of me and Tommy McDonald, the great Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver. We met when I was a 10-year-old fan, and he was an Eagles rookie, and how we developed a friendship that lasted a lifetime and ultimately wound up with both of us standing on the steps of the Hall of Fame.
That's just amazing. You're 10 years old in this play, and you're already asking questions of the athlete. Were you like that as a kid?
I was. One of the things I've learned over time is there's a disproportionate number of people who are writers who are only children. I was your classic only child. Everything I read, everything I consumed involved sports in one way or another. And football was my favorite sport, and Tommy McDonald was my favorite player.
Now, when I was in journalism school, I was encouraged to read the sports pages. It often pops. There were great metaphors. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, some of our best writers started out as sports writers. You know, some of the legendary columnists, the Grantland Rices, the Jimmy Breslins, they started out as sports writers. It's just a very colorful realm. The characters are interesting. The games are interesting. The passion of the fans is there all the time that I think makes for good writing and helps develop you as a writer.
You're also a fan. You're a Philadelphian.
Oh, sure. The most frequently asked question for me is, how did you make that transition from the stands to the press box? You know, and did you all of a sudden, when you walked in the press box door, did you leave your fandom hanging on the doorknob? Yeah, I kind of did. Because I spent 1 year as a news reporter for the Delaware County Times. So I tried to approach going to Franklin Field to cover an Eagles game the same way I walked into Media Courthouse to cover a trial. I understood I was there as a reporter and I had a job to do.
Okay, fast forward to the Super Bowl. You were there, Minneapolis.
Yes.
The Eagles beat the New England Patriots. How was that for you?
It was wonderful. Even though I was there as a reporter and tried to maintain my reporter's objectivity, that 10-year-old boy was still inside me cheering. And the best part about it was, after the game, my son was there shooting the game for NFL Films. He's a cameraman for NFL Films. And he came and found where we were doing the post-game show. And he walked on the set, and he and I had a tearful embrace on live television that I still hear about to this day. It just kind of represented what everybody in Philadelphia was feeling, that it was about this sense of elation and how people were celebrating together.
There were no sports during COVID.
No.
You started kind of a long-form show.
Yes.
Tell us your story, and I've listened to that. Beautiful conversation with anyone in the sports field.
Exactly. My partner, Glenn Macnow, he came up with this idea of, as you said, the long-form interview. Tell us about where you grew up. Tell us about your family. Tell us about the first time you played football. Tell us about the coach that influenced you the most. And then just walk us through your whole career. We did 108 Tell Us Your Stories. in 2 years.
Not to be nudgy or weird. Many women? Any women?
Yes. We had a great one with Dawn Staley.
Oh, yeah.
Of the little girl from North Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. We just honored her with our big award.
And, well, you should. And she was fantastic.
Good.
Talking about, you know, how she grew up on the hardscrabble courts of North Philadelphia, playing basketball with the guys, and then became a great college player, an Olympian, and then wound up being such a distinguished multi-medal winner that she wound up carrying the U.S. flag at one of these Summer Olympic Games. And one of the most touching things that we had in those 108 interviews was her saying, walking into that stadium and carrying the American flag, I really asked myself, how did a little girl from North Philadelphia find herself in this position? It was really lovely.
If the Philadelphia Eagles fans bleed green, you are a fan, what do you bleed after 5 decades of covering this team?
I bleed Philadelphia. Whatever color you want to make it, that's what I bleed. I feel blessed. I feel privileged that this is exactly what I wanted to do with my life. But I mean, I could have done it anywhere, but it wouldn't have been the same as doing it here in Philadelphia because I lived this history. I've been part of this from the time I was born. I grew up watching these teams. I never really had to open a book and look up a record or a statistic because I knew it all. I had lived it all. Being able to do what I've done was a blessing, but being able to do it in Philadelphia for a lifetime is the greatest blessing of all.
Ray Dittinger, thank you very, very much.
My pleasure, Jennifer.
I loved my conversation with Ray Dittinger. And here's a bonus track. I learned that he did not own a cell phone. A journalist without a cell phone, it blew my mind too. So we had to ask, did he ever wish he had one? And it wasn't a simple yes or no answer. Instead, he shared this story.
My car broke down on the northeast extension of the Pennsylvania Turnpike and limped over to the side of the road, standing next to my broken down car. And the thought crossed my mind, boy, I wish I had a cell phone. And just then a car went whizzing by me. It had to be doing 70 miles an hour and stopped. He backs up, parks in front of me, gets out of his car and walks over to me and he says, "You're Ray Dittinger." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Your car, it's broken down." "Yeah." "Man, you need a cell phone." And the guy reached in his pocket and handed me his cell phone. I mean, that's just a sign that, you know, somebody's looking out for you.
Ray Dittinger enters retirement after 53 years. He will be missed.